With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm forewarning you that this story is not one that you'd want to listen to if you were just sitting down to eat your sausage biscuit and cheese from McDonald's or something, because this is not a good breakfast story. So got together with some friends over the weekend, which was so much fun, hanging with some people that you love to hang out with and have some drinks with. And I had to go use the bathroom. And yes, I had to go duty.
I was going to ask.
Which is a very—
Thank you for clarifying.
Which is a very bad thing to have happen to you when you are not in your house, but you're having to go at somebody else's house, right?
Make a duty.
Exactly. So I go to the bathroom, and wouldn't you know it, that the duty was a little bit too much for the toilet, and I could not get the toilet to flush.
Wow, you really saved up.
Wait, it was like totally clogged, or it was overflowing?
I flushed it, and all of a sudden I look, and there's still toilet paper and with the duty behind it.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, you know what? I'll give it one more flush. Maybe this flush will be enough to go. And the entire time that I flush it and I do the flush all over again, I am praying as the water goes up higher and higher, praying, oh, please don't overflow. Oh, please don't overflow. Oh, please don't overflow.
But it's just taunting you.
It's just taunting.
Dancing around in the bowl.
And it keeps going higher and higher and higher and higher and higher. And I'm like, oh, my God, what do I do?
What do you do?
Finally, it stopped, and it got just up to the level of where the rim was. And I was like, oh, crap. So I waited there for a little bit and waited to see if any of the water evaporated, you know? Mm. And then I looked through cabinets to try to find, like, a plunger or something I could, you know, mess with to see if I can get it going, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't think it was a very large, particularly large duty.
Why didn't you look in the garbage to see if there was something that you could have cut it up with? Honestly, that's what I would have
really
done.
Shannon, because I would have never thought
looked
of that.
In the garbage that
the poop knife that you guys have talked about before,
or like an old toilet paper roll that at least you could have chopped it a few times.
These guys were prepared for us to come over, so these guys did a nice job of cleaning their house. They had it all clean. So I walk out to the patio where we were all hanging out, having drinks and enjoying the weather, and I walk out there, and everybody looks at me when I walk out, and they all said, do you have trouble in there? And I go, oh, my God. They knew, because I was gone for such a long time, that something crazy happened. And so I had to tell them, I'm like, listen, I am so sorry, but I can't. And they're like, oh, don't worry about it. I'm like, no, give me the plunger. I'll go in there and I'll fix this thing. Well, at that particular moment, that's when Jody, who's a friend of ours, spoke up and told the funniest story that I did not know about when she and her husband, Mark, first met. She stayed the night at his apartment. And she told the story about how he had one bathroom in the entire apartment. And she had to go to the bathroom. And luckily, the bathroom wasn't connected to the bedroom, so she could make all the duty she wants to, and he wouldn't have to smell it. And she went in there, and the duty wouldn't flush. And it got to be so bad that the duty came out of the toilet and was floating on the floor.
On the floor?
Yeah, on the floor. Oh. So the turds were kind of going all over the place. So she had to, this is quick thinking, get Kleenex, pick them up, wrapped them up in a ball, and then went to the kitchen, because she couldn't like throw it out the door, because it was an apartment. There was nowhere to throw it. So she went to the kitchen and put it at the bottom of his kitchen garbage can.
Oh, you're still going to smell that.
Well, then she went back to bed and laid down and stuff like that.
God.
And then told him that the toilet wouldn't flush. There was just water inside of the toilet, and he got the toilet to flush later.
That.
So years later, the turds were in the bottom of the kitchen garbage can. Oh my God. And she didn't, I said, did you take the garbage out then? Like the moment that you woke up? And she goes, nah, there's still room in the garbage can.
Oh, I'm like, God.
Oh my God. So I want to know if this has ever happened to you, like when you've ever been over at someone's home, you've been a house guest there. But what's up, Tony?
All right, I've been through this before, but to be safe, all you do is you flush it while you're going, and then when you're done wiping, you can flush again, but it doesn't build up that pile in the bottom of the bowl.
That's the smart thing to do, Tony, and I always think about it, but I thought to myself, this wasn't that bad of one. Like, I didn't think that it was that crazy.
Better to flush twice.
You're right.
And not have it back.
And Tony, it's a courtesy flush that gets rid of the smell, too, right?
It does.
My favorite is going over to our friends Steve and Jesse. You go into their toilet, they know what you're doing, because if you turn on the fan, it sounds like a freaking airplane. It's like you go there and you're like, oh, I'm gonna turn this on because I want to make the thing sound, and I was like,
you just gave me an idea. We should hook up that fan switch to a light outside the door that says, I'm pooping.
like how we have the mic lights here in the studio?
Yeah. In fact, why do we have men's rooms and women's rooms? We should have pee rooms and poop rooms.
You know what? That's a great idea.
You guys, the anxiety of pooping at someone else's house is so
it's
real,
brutal.
Isn't
it? I don't. I just
it
go home.
It is so real. But sometimes you can't.
Yeah.
Truly, you're too far away, or it's an emergency, or whatever. But yeah.
Then I'm going out into the bushes around the corner.
And you're gonna poop.
Not
you're
gonna poop in the bushes. Please call if you've done that.
Taylor, what's up?
Hi, I just was listening to your bathroom incident. This happened to me while I was at work at a doctor's office, like 6 or so years ago. And there's an easy way to stop the toilet from filling. You just have to take the back off and lift the ball up. And it'll give you some time to, like, stop your panic and figure out how to get this down the toilet.
And then while you have the back of the tank open, you transfer the poop up to make it an upper decker.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. By the way, you are an expert when it comes to this, Taylor, aren't you?
Yeah, well, there was, like, one plunger for the entire office.
Has anyone ever done an upper decker to you, by the way? My friend Mikey did it to me one time when he came
so
to
gross.
Visit, and I was pissed.
Did he really?
I didn't know anybody really did that.
Oh, he did.
Same, Mike. I thought that was just, like, an urban legend.
Oh, no. That's not a friend.
What's up, Jacob?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
We're doing okay, Jacob. This is, of course, great breakfast conversation, but what's happening?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I heard somebody said something about using the old toilet paper roll to mitigate the clogging situation.
Yeah, you got to get creative.
I had to do that one time at my friend's house. I was spending the night, and he had, like, the fan is always the defense system that you use. You always, if there's a fan, you got to turn that on to, you know, kind of hide what you're doing. But it wouldn't go down when I flushed it. And all that was in the trash was toilet paper rolls. And so I had to get, you know, creative with it. And it was not something you want to do.
Mm-hmm. And then you have to throw those back in the garbage. Is that what you do?
Yeah, pretty much. Give it a quick, like, swirl it around in the water a little bit to, you know, get the excess off, and yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, God. What's up, Katie?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Morning.
So, I have a little boy, and he was swimming in the pool, and you know how hard it is to get your kids out of the pool? And I just had to go so bad that I just went behind the pool. I didn't know what else to do.
Wait. A number one or two?
Two. I didn't know what else to do. Like, he wouldn't get out of the pool.
You did?
Where were you again?
Duty.
Who's at a pool?
The pool is pretty far away from our house. So, like, I couldn't make it in time.
Is it like a community pool?
No, it was like our own pool. Like,
it was your own pool.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's why I asked.
You pooped in your own backyard.
I mean, What do you do?
Do you leave it there, or do you go get, like, doggy bags, like the poop bags, and clean it up?
Well, outside, it's going to break down. It's fine.
I mean, I live on a farm, so I just, like, went and I got a shovel.
Did you use to clean yourself up?
I got my son out of the pool as fast as I could after that, and we went inside.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Wow.
Gotta do what you gotta do, right?
Hey, better than pooping in the pool.
Where are you heading to today? Here's the lady. What does she do for a living? I want to know who's the lady that poops out back. Where are you going to right now? What kind of work do you do?
I actually clean houses for a living.
Oh. Wait, if you're cleaning houses for a living, do you have to use their toilets ever?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. And it is so embarrassing, especially when they're home, because, like, you don't want to go while they're home, you know?
Yeah.
So but, I try to always carry, like, air freshener with me just in case it ever happens.
Or poopery. Don't they have poopery that's supposed to be good for you?
Does that stuff work?
I see it
in a lot of people's bathrooms.
Yeah. If you spray it in their toilet first and then go, it does work, yeah.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.